Mini episode 555 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Royalty Tours USA, your ultimate resource to traveling in style to attend sporting events. Follow them on the web at royaltytours.blogspot.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode number 555. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our review of season one of Better Call Saul. Of course, this segment is co-branded as usual with NotJustAnotherTVSite.com, where you can also find my week-by-week reviews from the entire season. Peter Gould, Vince Gilligan, and the rest of the creative crew did an incredible job of creating a series that expands on the world of Breaking Bad, but stands on its own as well. Here are the five biggest revelations of season one. Number five, Saul, known in his younger days by his birth name of Jimmy McGill, had an impressive appeal then to what he would call the square community. As someone with a profound gift for gab, people always found him compelling, but it was almost exclusively the sleazy side of his charm that was on display in Breaking Bad. Viewers of that show would have had a hard time imagining him earnestly running a small law firm dedicated to elder care, but he had those old folks eating out of his hand. Only the well-crafted continuum of this man's life made the transformation between these disparate figures, the younger Jimmy and older Saul, as logical as it was. Number four, Saul's real ties to the Albuquerque underworld came way, way before he met Walt. The shocking appearance of Tuco at the end of the pilot, combined with the introduction of his associate Nacho in the next episode, came way earlier on the timeline than anyone might have expected, especially given the fact that Jimmy was still quite a ways from morphing into Saul. But with Nacho set to become a big part of the show starting in season two, there will be quite a few encounters between Saul and the big-time gangsters that he's about to represent years before the Breaking Bad timeline gets underway. Number three, the young Saul Goodman had some interesting and nuanced figures around him. His best friend from back home, Marco, was a fellow grifter, but arguably one more fundamentally honest than Jimmy's pillar of the community brother Chuck. Howard Hamlin seemed to be just another smarmy yuppie bad guy, but in reality he felt forced to play the heavy by Chuck, and it seems that he liked and respected Jimmy deep down. One of Howard's top lawyers, Kim Wexler, is a friend of Jimmy's and is close to him, notwithstanding her ambition-based loyalty to the HHM firm. Marco has gone to the barroom and the great beyond, but the characters of Howard and Kim still feel like they've got a lot of juice left in their respective rinds as they react to the metamorphosis of Jimmy the Caterpillar becoming Saul the Big Badass Butterfly. Number two, Mike's philosophy of corruption with a code is nothing new. Back on the force in Philadelphia, Mike broke rules and took payoffs because everyone around him did. Side note, particularly in the political climate of this country regarding police reform, it's unlikely that the police unions enjoyed this storyline very much. But Mike's backstory shed light on why he fought so hard to build a nest egg for his granddaughter and why her father was never around on Breaking Bad, because Maddie was killed by dirty cops and in a manner that Mike always felt that he could have prevented. Mike's retaliation shed light on the way that he lived. Even within criminal circles, you don't cross ethical lines lightly or in a way that would needlessly cause others to lose respect for you. But when you do cross those lines, be lethally effective. Toward the end of the season, the transformation to Mike the Cleaner was underway, foreshadowing big adventures with Saul probably in the next season. Number one, Saul Goodman, like his client Walter White, actually broke bad due to severe circumstances. You wouldn't have guessed from watching him as Walt's clownish and crooked lawyer on Breaking Bad that in his younger days he struggled mightily to do the right thing and to uphold his family's vaunted reputation in legal circles. Frankly, neither Gould nor Gilligan would have guessed that in those days either, but they subsequently created a very powerful backstory and one that is actually far more sympathetic than Walt's. The brilliant chemist could have easily swallowed his pride and collected what he earned from the formation of gray matter, but his pride wouldn't let him. But in the case of Saul, he was formed from the ashes of Jimmy McGill's devastation when Jimmy's haughty brother Chuck was exposed as the man secretly undermining him. To Chuck, his younger brother would always be Slippin' Jimmy, one of the foremost small-time con artists in Cicero, Illinois. But Chuck was wrong, because he hatched a much bigger creature, and one that would go on to do more harm to the legal system than Chuck could have ever feared. Three words, counselor: self-fulfilling prophecy. Thank you for having tuned in to FDH Lounge, mini-episode number 555.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.